I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. And before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question, or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. So give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now, today I am joined by Josh Stanton of Screw the 9 to 5. Josh, how are you doing?
Doing really well, my friend. Super pumped to be on your show, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm very flattered. You're in Canada, aren't you?
I am in Canada. I'm in Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver.
It's a very beautiful part of the world.
And but you're not from Canada originally, are you? You're from that place where kangaroos are. I've completely forgotten
that
the name.
Place,
it's called Australia. Let's use that name, Australia.
Yes, that place where you sent us all down to. What did it call it back then? It used to be called Hell, I think, when all the first settlers went. But now it's like heaven because of all the beaches and everything like that.
I think you got a good deal being sent down there, to be honest with you. It's a really nice place.
I know. You guys kind of screwed up a bit.
Didn't we? I can only apologize. I mean, I wouldn't have sent you off. I'd done something completely different. Right. Okay. So tell you what, let's start off with you telling us about Screw the 9 to 5, because explain what that is and sort of how you got there.
So Screw the 9 to 5 today is a place for entrepreneurs, whether you be a startup, an existing entrepreneur, or quite a mature entrepreneur who's looking to build more of a lifestyle business. Now, there's a lot of rhetoric online that says, you know, in order to run a successful business, you have to work 12 to 15 hours a day. You got to give up your life. That's the only way you can create success. And we have a very, very different version of success. We focus on trying to create balance in three different areas of your life. So the first is business, obviously. The second is your health, taking care of your health. And the third is your lifestyle. So that is like, your family life, your travel life, all that kind of stuff. So our real goal for Screw the 9 to 5 is to become the number one lifestyle brand for entrepreneurs and give people an outlet or a place for them to come to be able to put together that kind of balance that they actually want in their life. After all, most people want to start a business because they want a better life. They don't want to start a business in order to have a worse life, right? And so we really want to help people actually achieve that. So that's the goal of Screw the 9 to 5. It got its start originally when Jill and I, it was on our wedding week, and we were actually moving over to Thailand to live in Thailand because we ourselves had built a lifestyle business. We were blogging about things like skincare and beauty and weight loss and all these different things, these online businesses that gave us this incredible freedom. We were only having to work a couple hours a day. We were generating more money than what we were doing in our jobs. And we decided that we wanted to go and live overseas and travel a lot. And so on our wedding week, we got married in Costa Rica. We said, okay, let's start a blog where we travel where we blog about all of our travel adventures and what it's like to live this kind of lifestyle business this lifestyle business life, basically.
Yeah.
And so we started Screw the 9 to 5 then on our wedding week, and we just blogged about like living in Thailand and being a digital nomad and all that kind of stuff. And eventually a lot of people started following us and they were loving our message that we're putting out there. We started getting a lot of subscribers and whatnot. And then we decided, hey, you know what? Let's turn Screw the 9 to 5 into a business, which we did. The first product we put out there completely flopped, right? We made no money from it. We were like, okay, maybe this isn't a business. But then after, you know, a week of drinking, we went back to the drawing board and we decided, let's give this one more go. Let's do it properly. We created another product. It did really well, and we created another one and so on and so forth until eventually Screw the 9 to 5 became our number one business that we had. And we sold all our other businesses to focus primarily on this. And we've been doing Screw the 9 to 5 now for about 5 years. And it's been a really incredible journey. And we're so fortunate we've been able to work with so many incredible entrepreneurs over this time. And we love what we do. We wake up every day so passionate and so excited about helping so many people grow really incredible businesses and create a kind of life that they actually want to do.
Yeah. Because it's interesting, because a lot of the people who, he says as if he's done loads of research, this is just our feeling, you know, a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are people that sometimes they're CEOs of quite big companies, or they work for quite big companies. But it's very easy to forget, isn't it, that there's, you know, there's more than one type of company, and there's also a lot of people out there that are either doing it or they're thinking of starting in a small business of their own. And we hear this phrase, don't we, lifestyle business. What's just tell us what the definition of a lifestyle business is, Josh.
The difference is that when you start a lifestyle business, you're starting the business in order to suit you, the kind of lifestyle that you want, right? Whereas I think a lot of people go into business very unconsciously, just thinking like, I just want to make lots of money. And I just want to have a really successful business. And so they kind of martyr themselves with their business and they say like, I'm just going to give up everything else in my life to just focus on business. Mm. And then all of a sudden like 5-10 years go by and like maybe they've made a lot of money, but they're like, they're kind of ruined because their health is kind of gone downhill. Maybe they've lost a lot of relationships. They've kind of lost touch with what it actually means to be alive. Whereas for us, when we started our business, we started with lifestyle first. We said, okay, we want to have this kind of lifestyle. What type of business do we need to build in order to have that lifestyle? As opposed to the other way around, if you go business lifestyle, it's like literally your life is pretty much your business, right?
Yes.
And I don't necessarily think that that's the best way to go. Your business is a part of your life. They're intertwined for sure. Mm. But your life isn't your business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes complete sense. It makes me think of a phrase which I've completely forgotten, but it's something along the lines of living to work or working to live. I forget what it is now, but it's kind of all to do with that, isn't it? So
it really is.
For people who are thinking of sort of getting into a sort of small lifestyle business, obviously we'll come to the online bit in a minute because it's very relevant. How do they get a sort of good idea of the type of business to build? I mean, I read a very interesting blog post by your wife, Jill, and she said that something which could be seen as controversial, I personally actually completely agree with it, that you don't necessarily need to have a passion, but I'm probably getting ahead of myself. How do you get a good idea of the type of business to build?
So business is more about skills, about building skills. It's not about having the best idea, right? Yeah. And that's kind of like the issue, because I think people want a quick fix. That's why so many people spend money every single week on the lottery, because they think like, if I just instantly win the lottery, then my life will be better. And the same thing in business. It's like, if I can just have the best idea, then I'll finally be successful. And it's really not true. Business is about building skills, and it takes time to develop your entrepreneurial skills.
Yeah.
So that's why the idea isn't that important. What's more important is that you get started and that you take a lot of action. So for us, we had no passion to do with skincare. That was our first site that we started together. Yeah. So we were like, okay, we want to create this kind of business for ourselves that allows us the kind of freedom we want. And so we said, okay, we're going to start. We looked at the different models and we said, because definitely has to be online because we need to be able to travel.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we don't have to spend too much time doing it. So what are the things that take up a lot of time in business? And we looked at two different things that do that. One is customer support. Yes. The second one is fulfillment, right? Creating products and fulfilling those products. There's a lot of work doing that.
Yeah.
And so the model that we came across that avoided those two big problems was affiliate marketing at that time. And I'm not saying everyone should get into affiliate marketing. That was just what we identified as being the best model for us.
Yeah.
And so we said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a niche that people are buying a lot of products with online right now. And we took a look at a number of different ones. And the one that kind of stood out the most was skincare, because a lot of people were buying skincare online and there were a lot of products that we could promote. So we said, let's just start blogging about skincare and we're going to try and get traffic from Google. And that's really what we kind of got really good at, was getting traffic to our website.
Yeah.
And so within the space of 6 months, we'd replaced our income completely because we were just blogging all the time and just creating a lot of content and then promoting existing products. And then within the space of a year, we were making we were making more money than we were ever making before previously. And we had complete freedom. We were only working a few hours a day. I think we were maxing out at maybe 4 hours a day working.
Yeah.
Because we just picked the best model that fit our lifestyle, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So I would say, like passion isn't that important. It's more about you deciding what type of business you want to have, picking the right model, and then just finding a niche that seems like there's a lot of opportunity there. Go into it head first and then build your skills over time. Like the things that we know today, comparatively speaking to when we first got started with that business, which was just 6.5 years ago now, way different. We know so much more, and it's just because we've been in the game for longer, right? And I know in 10 years' time from now, I'm going to have so many more skills. So it's not about having the right idea. It's about building the right skills.
Yeah. It's interesting. Would you say it's about execution as well? Because you mentioned you don't necessarily have to have a passion for the thing that you're promoting necessarily, but do you think it's important to just enjoy running a business and enjoy learning and enjoy the growth side of it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's where you really get a lot of feedback from, or a lot of positive feedback, is when you actually start to see growth happen.
Yeah.
The first area of growth that we saw happen is kind of like eyeballs, like people visiting your website, like following you on social media and things like that. So you're seeing those numbers kind of go up and you can see, okay, like I'm getting some traction here. And then all of a sudden you get your first sale and you're like, whoa, that's a really monumental occasion. You're like, we just made money on the internet.
Yes.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like one sale becomes like $100 a month. And you're like, oh, we're getting $100 a month. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then $100 a month becomes $1,000 a month. And you're like, whoa, we're making $1,000 a month. Then all of a sudden, you're making a full-time income when you're reaching like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 per month. And you're like, damn, I now run a business. I'm a business owner. I identify myself as an entrepreneur. And then you kind of go on from there. But you're right. It is about execution. The only way to build skills is to execute. There's no way to kind of like, there's no university for entrepreneurs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're not going to go to university to become an entrepreneur. You're going to take action to become an entrepreneur. Sure. That's how you learn.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, because I'm wondering in terms of, because obviously if you're running a business, you may be traveling, you know, like you, where you may be a nomadic or a freedom style business. Does it have specific problems in terms of, is it, I mean, the way I'm going here, is it any different trying to get seen online to a more conventional business? What are the particular things that you have to do?
Yeah, it's actually completely different. And this is where I think a lot of people don't understand when they get started with an online business is traditionally, if you start a small business, a brick and mortar business, you're dropping your store in a place where there's already traffic. Well, let's say you start a business in like a shopping mall or something. It's, you instantly get traffic, right?
Yeah.
So you can look at it and, but the problem is your costs are really high too. So it's kind of like there's pros and cons to both, right?
Mm.
With an online business, there's very low cost to get started. Anyone can do it, but you don't instantly get that traffic. You don't instantly start producing revenue. And that's kind of the problem. A lot of people will start an online business and think like, what's going on? It's been 6 months and I'm not making any money. And they're like, why am I not making any money? And then we look at it and we're like, well, you're not doing all the things you need to do in order to get traffic. You have to get traffic with an online business. You can't just instantly have traffic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so we use a four-step framework for when it comes to building traffic online, which is the problem. Once you have traffic, you can convert traffic, but we have to get it first. So do you want me to kind of like go through the four-step framework
that we use in our business? That'd be great.
Okay, cool. So the first one is track, right? We need to be tracking our traffic.
Yeah.
And we just use Google Analytics for this, which is free to use. So the track module is based on the concept of Pearson's Law. Are you familiar with Pearson's Law?
No, tell us about Pearson's Law.
Pearson's Law is that which is measured improves.
Ah.
So a lot of people are avoiding actually measuring their business because they're afraid to kind of look at their analytics because they don't want to see that they're not getting any traffic. But the problem is, according to Pearson's Law, is that if you don't measure, then you can't actually improve. And so we need to get into a habit of measuring. So we have a scorecard that we give all of our clients. And that scorecard is each week, they're going to punch in a certain amount of numbers or metrics each week. So that way every week they're looking at their numbers and punching those in. So they're measuring each week. Even if you're not seeing much growth at the start, you get into a habit of measuring, which is super important. So that's the first part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The second part is grow. So we're going to build content. We're going to create content for our website to help us grow our traffic. And we call this our cornerstone content. And it's a really simple process. We identify the biggest topics to do with our space. And then we create free in-depth guides based around those, right?
Yeah.
So for us, for example, we're teaching online business. We teach three different areas, but let's say online business or online marketing. An example of a topic is, say, webinars, for example, how to do webinars. Another example is like Instagram marketing. Another example is like YouTube marketing, blogging, all these different major topics that people are super interested in. So we create these really in-depth pieces of content that their purpose is to start gathering traffic based around people's individual pain points, right?
Yeah.
The third step is once we start gathering that traffic, we now need to retain that traffic. We need to grow a community. That's very key because it's really interesting. A lot of people, for some reason, we think that if someone is subscribed to my email list, they're just seeing my stuff. They're not seeing anyone else's stuff. The truth of that is that people are following almost everyone in your space, right?
Yeah.
And so we need to create content on a consistent basis and as frequently as possible in order to serve the needs of our community. Otherwise, they're going to go to someone else's community. They're not going to care about you. So we create really consistent content. An example of that is like a podcast like this. You're doing a podcast every week, every day, whatever it is, you're serving your audience, you're talking to them. Then the last piece of the puzzle is the promotional content. So we're going to go and we're going to try and get on podcast interviews, for example. We're going to try and do guest blogging. We're going to try and do collaborations, perhaps with like maybe some social media takeovers.
Yeah.
We do like things like group takeovers, Facebook group takeovers. Or if you have a really big YouTube following, you can do YouTube collaborations with other channels. So this is like creating content for other people's platforms in order to promote your own.
Yeah.
So that was just a recap. You're going to track everything. So yep. We're going to be measuring every single week. We're going to create content that helps us grow our traffic. Then we're going to retain our community with our community content every single week. And then we're going to go out onto other people's platforms and promote our business through content that way.
Josh, that's absolutely fantastic information there. You could sort of say one thing to our listeners who are thinking of maybe, you know, starting an online business of their own, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's such a good question, because there's so much rhetoric online about what type of business you should start. And like, I don't always feel comfortable telling everyone like this is the one way to do it, because it's not true. Like, business is you can be very flexible in how you do business. And it's really more so based on your personality.
Yes.
But what we've found after working with thousands of people now through Screw the 9 to 5 who have started businesses, that by far the best way of doing it, and I really want to talk about this because this is a really good thing, is to start your business on your side. So instead of just going all in, and this is where we've seen most people fail, is they'll quit their jobs and they'll go all in on their business, and all of a sudden 6 months goes by and they're like, I'm not making any money, I need to go back to my job.
Yeah.
They're under all this pressure, and then they fail, right?
Mm.
But the people who do it properly are the ones who systematically build a business on the side. So they don't put themselves under any unnecessary pressure. They get into a really good routine about when they're working on their business. So they say, like, for example, one of our members in our membership, Justin Brown, he started his business on the side, and he would come home each day and work for just a few hours each day on it. He'd be like, I'm going to dedicate 3 hours at the end of the day to work on this.
Yes.
And it was hard at first. He didn't succeed straight away, but eventually it started picking up, and all of a sudden, 1 year when he was still working his job, he almost hit the $500,000 that year in his business, right?
Yes.
And he still didn't quit his job, right? Because he systematically said to himself, you know what, I'm going to try and do this one more year, because I want to make sure that this isn't like a fluke. If I'm going to go full-time in my business, yeah, I want to make sure that I'm going full-time into my business.
Wow.
So he stayed for one more year. He repeated the same amount of revenue the following year, and he was like, okay, cool, I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing. I've seen people fail, because what happens is, it's kind of funny, people will start their business thinking that they're moving towards comfort with their business, right?
Yeah.
So they're in pain in their job, and starting a business for them is like moving towards comfort. And people do that. Like, they'll move away from pain towards comfort. That's human nature.
Yes.
So they start their business, they think it's going to be super comfortable, and they actually don't do any work, because they're like, oh, this is really fun. Like, I've got all this free time now, and like, I'm going to watch TV and like go for long walks, and like, I'll just work on my business for like an hour, whatever. I'll get to it eventually. Right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they reach a point, they're like, oh, their runway's run out. They've got no more money left, and they're going to go back to their jobs. And they're like, what's going on? And for those people, I say, yeah, you need to go back to your job, because you weren't ready. Right. You need to go back to your job. You need to start your business on your side, and you need to systematically grow it until you're at a point where you can definitely leave your job. That's so key.
Yeah. So you've really got to be careful, haven't you? You've really got to know that it wasn't like a flash in the pan. I like that story of your friend that did it for the extra year just to make sure.
Yeah. It was like, that's why I said, business is very flexible. It's based on your personality. So for him, he didn't feel confident enough to go full-time in his business. He wanted to do one more year. And I was like, you know, that's pretty cool. That's good for you. Other people don't. I have seen some people who, I don't know how, they just go straight into, they just quit their jobs and go all in, and they just have the ability to grow a business straight away. But it's very rare to find those people.
Yeah. So Josh, how can our listeners find out more about you, more about Screw the 9 to 5? And don't forget to mention your podcast as well, because you've got a podcast as well, haven't you?
We do have a podcast. So our podcast is The Screw the 9to5 podcast. Pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to that actually by going to thescrewshow.com, or you can check us out on screwthe9to5.com, or an even better way to connect with us is within our free Facebook group by going to screwcommunity.com.
Fantastic. And we'll make sure all those links are in the show notes. So thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are going to be at sitevisibility.co.uk/IMpodcast. If you join the show, please leave us a review. If you've got any questions or suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at sitevisibility. We have a site visibility group. That's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Josh.
Thanks for having me, mate. See you later.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.